Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of The Guidebook to Happiness, The Guidebook to Optimum Health, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, and The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I'm excited to be able to share with you very practical tips, tools, and strategies for how we can increase your happiness, health, vitality, and your success in life. And make sure our lessons go all the way to your core. Each month I'm going to be recording a guided meditation so you start evolving from the inside out. Thanks a lot for joining me today for something special, because I've decided to upload the entire audiobook of The Successful Mind to the Life Masterclass podcast series. I'll upload one chapter for each session, but I'll upload all of the chapters at once so you can get access to the entire book right away. I don't want to keep you waiting, because some good, very good information there, and I'm really excited to share it with as many people as possible. It's something that I wish I had known a long time ago, and so I want to share it as far and wide as I possibly can. Today's podcast is Chapter 11, The Conclusion. I hope you now realize that beliefs lay the foundation for everything that is yet to come. Working on changing our beliefs is actually the first piece of my coaching program called the 30-Day Challenge, and a really big component of my Life Masterclass workshops and the online workshops, because beliefs are a critical factor in shaping and determining the life you live. I know that the three biggest keys to changing your course and results in life are: one, setting clear and inspiring goals; two, removing disempowering beliefs; and three, consciously integrating empowered practices, habits, and activities into your daily life. The amount of energy that is liberated when you remove a key disempowering belief is absolutely phenomenal. We never realize how much so until we actually do it. So I strongly encourage you to keep progressing along the path to identifying, removing, and replacing those beliefs that do not serve you. But do it with curiosity and love, as opposed to judgment, guilt, and shame. This will make the process more impactful and more transformational. The idea that we change our experience, that is our whole life, by changing our beliefs seems strange to start with. But when you dig deeper, you come to understand just how true this is. And we have numerous beliefs around every subject we have ever had contact with. So there will always be work for us to do as we continue to examine and peel back the layers, realizing that a belief is neither true nor false, but rather empowering or disempowering, is again a revelation that can change your life's outcomes and achievements. So anytime you don't like your experience or the results you are consistently getting, take a mental step back and curiously look to see what belief may have landed you there in the first place. Where there is disharmony in your life, there is a very good chance that a corresponding limiting belief exists that is creating that disharmony. In the majority of cases, my guess is about 96.3721% of the time, it is a belief, not a real obstacle, which is causing the emotional issues and undesired results for you. Get curious. Ask yourself, what am I believing or telling myself that is causing me to feel this way or have this experience? So where to from here? We've now closely explored the theory of beliefs, and I'm sure you have come to realize that as beliefs have been made, so too can they be unmade and new beliefs formed. So now that you know why and what to change, it's time to start working on the how to change. And as I said before, you now understand more than 95% of the population when it comes to understanding why you might get the results you do. So you're in the perfect position to start the next step, that is replacing a disempowering belief. The challenge is that some of the beliefs we carry have been playing on a loop recording inside our heads for most of our lives, so they're going to take persistence, repetition, and conscious focus
to let go of and replace with their opposite empowering beliefs. So perform the seven-step process we've discussed. Become aware of the beliefs that may be repeatedly playing out in your mind and causing you to experience challenges or obstacles, and then determine what the empowering opposite of those beliefs would be. To further support yourself in this process, complete the beliefs workout exercise that I'll provide you. Then go to work on making that new you. Conduct those rehearsals like that million-dollar movie star. Be the superstar in your own life and get the results you've always wanted. Now, as I've already said, in the 30-day challenge, which I created very intentionally and strategically, I'll guide you through the belief switch process and share with you a powerful NLP technique to help accelerate the change. Alternatively, you can do the Process Your Limiting Beliefs workshops. I do them live as well as I have an online version, which is a shorter program specifically designed to focus on changing a core disempowering belief. So you know where to go for support. I would love to give you a helping hand on your way to becoming your best self. I'm a big believer in the idea that success is not a one-person show. You do not have to try and do it all by yourself. If you want some help, you have only to ask. In physics, the resultant energy from an experiment is directly proportional to the amount of energy that was added in the first place. More energy in equals more energy out. The same applies here. The more energy you put into making these changes, the more you play full throttle, the greater results and changes you'll make. I look forward to seeing more of you as you trade out those disempowering beliefs for their empowering and life-changing opposites. All the very best to you, and here's to making this day, week, month, and year the best ever as you consciously and creatively design a life that is truly worthy of you and the gifts that you uniquely bring to this beautiful planet.
I hope that you enjoyed that chapter from The Successful Mind. Feel free to deepen your understanding and application to your own life, The Power of Beliefs, by checking out my online workshop called Processing Your Limiting Beliefs. In the workshop, I also do a powerful NLP technique to help you shift your most limiting and disempowering beliefs. You can find all the details at carlmassey.com, that's carlmassy.com, in the tab Training and Events. In Training Events, you can also find out the locations and dates where I'll be hosting my super favorite 3-day life masterclass seminars, where we spend 3 days deep diving into your personal transformation and helping you overcome any self-imposed limitations. Who doesn't want to do a little bit more of that? Thank you again for joining me today. If you want to receive more happiness tips or other freebies, make sure you check out my website at www.carlmassey.com and sign up for the Happiness Tips newsletter. And finally, wherever you are on this amazing, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an amazing day and take care.